According to the U.S. Census, Wisconsin's population has increased by 6% over the last decade, but the number of people over age 65 has gone up about 11%, and the number over 85 has gone up about 24%. While population growth in Wisconsin is lower than the national average, it follows the trend that there are more older people than ever. And with the baby boomers aging, that population is only going to grow. La Crosse County Aging Unit Director Noreen Holmes says the need for transportation, home-delivered meals, and nursing homes will go up, although she does not see her budget increasing anytime soon. But Holmes says they are focusing on making homes more age-friendly.
The longer people can stay in their own home, the happier they are, and the more cost-effective it is to provide their care.
Holmes says living in a nursing home can cost up to $7,000 per month, and when seniors run out of money, they go on Medicare. Sarah Sullivan teaches at UW-La Crosse's psychology department and gerontology certificate program. She says not enough people are receiving the needed training to care for seniors. Even UWL's gerontology program will be cut in June.
But it's part of a trend that I've seen that programs designed to provide gerontological education have not been really successful for a variety of different reasons. Part of it is money, and employers have not been willing to really be supportive of it.
Sullivan says individuals should start looking at their own lives to prepare for aging. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.